Hello everybody, welcome to Fat Buddies, your favorite FIFA Ultimate Team podcast, as I like to believe. Episode 23 today with Bundesliga Team of the Season and our Jake, our trading expert.
What's up, guys?
How are you, Jake? How are you feeling this week? We are recording on a Wednesday, as usual, and we had a lot of things showing up this week. How are you feeling about this week?
Yeah, I feel pretty good about the content that we've seen so far this week. And of course, we are missing a piece that was suggested or speculated on by a lot of people in the community, which is icons. It's not necessarily that we knew exactly what to expect, but we did get news that there was a file in the code that something related to icons could be coming. So we were all kind of getting our hopes up for that, I think. But nothing came so far as of Wednesday, and we have the Bundesliga Team of the Season out and Liga NOS, which is one of the best smaller leagues we've seen so far. And the Bundesliga team is really awesome as well. I love that they upgraded Haaland's weak foot. Sancho looks great. He's easy to link into some Prem teams too. Werner is one of the best strikers right now, especially in the Bundesliga. So I really like what they did with the teams, and I'm excited for Liga NOS as well. What about you?
Yeah, let's say I have to make to tell you something to you guys. I've kind of quit FIFA, playing FIFA like daily as I was used to do it before. Now I'm in this situation where I only played like a little bit of Weekend League to get that gold 2 finish. For the player picks, and I invested a lot of my coins. I didn't buy a team yet, so what I did was I've bought a lot of strikers for these Thursday flips. Jake, we're gonna tell you more later about those. And I went unassigned for gold rares for League One Team of the Season to do those upgrade packs when that league comes. Probably I invested 2.5-3 mil in that, and I'm not really playing the game right now.
Yeah,
I'm just maybe I'm gonna play like the Weekend League a little bit to get those extra red player picks, and that's kind of it.
Yeah, that makes sense to me. I mean, right now it's kind of just people playing Weekend League to get those red picks, and then people are spamming the upgrades when they come just for fun. I think that's kind of the stage of FIFA that we're getting in, right, where people are just looking for those few upgrades for their team and just honestly looking to have fun on the game. So grinding 30 games a week in League is pretty intensive nowadays. You don't see many people doing that every single week. But people will smash the upgrade packs and at least play till like Gold 2 or Gold 1, depending on their skill level, just to get some player picks and see who they get from Team of the Season here.
Yeah, coming back to what you asked me about Bundesliga, I really loved Bundesliga this year, so I've got the Player of the Month, Werner, twice. I did the Goretzka SBC, Boateng SBC. So I really have like where to fit some Bundesliga Team of the Season cards, but I didn't buy any of these because I felt they were a little bit expensive. Werner is a great striker, but 1.4 mil looked a little bit expensive for me. Other nice players are Sancho for 1.4 mil, Davies, but in my team I already have some very good left backs from player picks or from Premier League, so I cannot really fit Davies in my team for his price.
Sure.
He's very hyped, he is like 400k, but he's very hyped and I don't think he delivers in defensive stats. But other than that, for Liga NOS, we have the best left back in the game. We have Tejes there and a lot of Brazilians, which you can link very easily. But as I told you guys, I'm not so excited anymore to play the game. And I'm waiting for the biggest hype for League One, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, looking here, they're pretty much juicing the Team of the Seasons as much as possible. I'm looking at this Liga NOS team that you were talking about, and they have Gabriel in here too, and he is comparable really in stats to like a Hullet, right? He has incredible. I know people get angry with that comparison, and sure, he won't play as good in game, but his stats are right up there. If you look at the in games and you look at the overall, he's got 92 defense, 95 physical. he's an awesome CDM, and he's Brazilian, so he's not even like Tarapt, where it becomes really hard to link except the league, but he's Brazilian, so you can link him with Militao and a few other players that you might have. But he's only 100k right now, and I think that's just simply because people aren't really that interested in these smaller leagues. They're not forcing them into teams whatsoever. So I think it's really hard for them to hold a strong value outside anything outside the main leagues. You said something with Davies that kind of made me laugh too. Davies was extinct, guys, for like 48 hours on PS4 once he released at 550k, which was crazy.
Yeah.
And then I think what happened was, guys, one night, probably a group of investors, it had to be a group of them or quite a few at least at one time, decided like, okay, he's not going to get updated. Let's just sell him for, you know, kind of lessen the loss. So they listed him on the market, and then as he wasn't getting bought quickly, other people started listing, and other people started listing, and other people started listing. So
yeah,
from one night, he actually went to extinct at 550k, and within literally a few hours, he was 360k on PS from panic, which is just absolutely crazy. It's kind of funny. He did recover right back up to like 440k that same day, but I thought it was funny how all these people that held for 48 hours panic sold them after that.
Yeah, I mean, I was taking a very close look at Davies. I even follow him on TikTok. He has a TikTok account.
Oh, people love him there.
he posts a lot of funny videos, and I watched him. Everybody maybe remembers his run against Chelsea, where he ran like very fast all the all the field, and he made a pass for a goal. And he's a very funny and hyped guy in FIFA. You can link him with Boateng and Goretzka, so very easy to have him on the field.
Totally.
But at this stage of the game, for 350k, you can get all the best left backs. And now with Ivan Tejes,
he's 480.
Even with Tejes released, and okay, he will go even lower because a lot of people will open maybe packs on this Friday. So I feel like I took a lesson for myself, and I want to share it with you. If you wait like 1 or 2 weeks with the current team of the season, you will get them very, very cheap. And you can see this if you check, for example, Premier League team of the season prices. I know Virgil van Dijk was like 2.5 mil for 1 or 2 weeks. Now he's 1.8 sometimes. So it's just the hype of this week. People get a little bit bored of the players, start to sell them, and another team of the season gets released, and people want to play with those players. So my advice here, guys, if you want to play with these players, don't buy them now because they will lose value. Buy them in 1-2 weeks, probably during League One team of the season. All these players that you see now in packs today will be very, very cheap.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. Essentially, the reason they're losing value, guys, is because, of course, they're going to be most hyped during that first week, particularly like actually starting today and tomorrow, because today everyone did a guaranteed and got one of them, you know, out of that pack, whatever it may be. They have a player probably from the Bundesliga now. It was 86 rated squad today, which is really fair value. So I think even more people were encouraged to do it than usual, or maybe that would have been debating it. So everyone got a player today, guys. And then tomorrow with the elite rewards and then the player picks, you're going to see a ton of other people get Bundesliga cards. So everyone will kind of shift to a Bundesliga team this week, and they'll start selling previous team of the seasons that they've had. You've seen this trend every single Thursday now, where literally a huge percentage of the user base switches to the league and team of the season, and a lot of cards lose value. And like Florian said, now that we're getting new leagues every single week and it's implementing new cards, that's just going to keep happening, especially for League One. When we think about the attackers it's going to feature with Neymar, Mbappe, Yedder, you know, a lot of other attackers are going to lose instant value when those come into play. So Florian's right. I mean, if you can be patient and you want to save your coins, make some easy coins in the interim, these are going to continue to lose some value. There's also like no pro tournaments this year, guys, which is really lessening the cost of the super elite cards, because pros aren't playing for their verifications or for qualifiers and things like that. So it's not like all the pros are all using Van Dijk. I think they're really switching teams frequently, or maybe even just sticking with one team and not really caring about the coins they lose. So A lot of factors are causing that, but yeah, the market's coming down.
Yeah, and one other thing I wanted to share with you guys, and we can open the topic for or maybe first let's see what else we got during this and after that we will go to Thursday flips.
Yep.
But so this week we've got that Moments Quaison,
Oh,
if
yeah.
I'm pronouncing him well. We've got the expired now Witzel, Flashback Witzel, which was a very good price, 183 and then 184 team. And we've got these upgrade challenges, and also from Liga NAS we got Luis Diaz. I feel that also the objective players were not like I don't remember. I have them here in front of me, but it's no big player there.
No.
Also, we got an update on the fourth player on a league SBC, which was Mukiele from Leipzig for Bundesliga. So I think we are getting quite at some level we are kind of used to with this with these players, and we kind of need something to spice up the game during the
Totally.
week. I mean, we have a lot of content, don't get me wrong. It's very nice to have all these SBCs, SBCs every day and so on, and you can make a lot of coins for traders. This is a heaven. May is known as the heaven month for trading. And but for playing the game, you don't really have too much to do during the game, just only to play for these player picks. But after you play for them, you realize that you have them, but what where to use them for. So
Exactly.
it's just goes around and around, and yeah,
Totally.
that's
And
all.
looking at these SBCs, one thing that I just wanted to note from an outside perspective this week is they've been pretty random to me. And when I say that, I mean it looks like Quaison is pretty pricey for what he is. He does have three star, and he's Swedish, so he's pretty darn hard to link. Coutinho right now is super inflated, guys, from the
Coutinho, exactly,
he's super inflated right now from the guaranteed SBCs, but he came in, I think, right around like 550K when it did release. And that's really, really, really high right now during Team of the Season. And I understand some of the logic that you can use duplicates, you can use your red picks into him, but that doesn't mean they have to overprice him like crazy. On the other hand, Witzel came out and he was only an 84 and 85 squad, and he looks like one of the top mids in the league. So it seems like they've been really all over the place with their pricing. And then Luis Diaz as a standalone 84 rated squad look fair to me too, just for that super subtype or someone wanting to rock a Liga NOS team. So I still don't really get their methodology here. And like also their for the guaranteeds today, I don't really get how they're pricing them. Liga NOS I thought would be closer to an 84 squad, and if anything, I thought it could be up to 85 because it does have a three players over 100K, which makes it quite a bit better than the Super League. So the Super League was 84 rated, but Liga NOS is 83 rated. So I find that really, really interesting, especially since Telles was featured. But it made sure everyone did the SBC, and you can literally sell a ton of Strong Link 82 to 84 cards near their max price today because of it.
Yeah, and also this week we've got also two new leagues, new league SBCs. We got Liga MX, the Mexican league, and Liga, the Pro League, the Belgian league. We had also some problems with those, like EA took the Pro League out because some teams didn't have the right rating. Every day with a mistake from EA. I know there is a Twitter account that has only tweets EA mistakes, and they have a lot of content there, so it's like daily content. Yeah, so as I was saying, guys, it's fun to have a lot of new players, but as we said when we had the special podcast with Nick, with this plenty bunch of players, we will have very, very low prices for a lot of players. And you can see now that, I don't know, for example, for Bundesliga, you can have Gnabry for 400K, and he's like a very good card.
Totally.
Or Upamecano, which is a center back with 90 pace and who's 300k. So we will see even lower and lower prices as the time goes by.
Yep.
And we can move now to these Thursday flips that we are always talking about. And what do you think it will happen tomorrow, Thursday, Jake?
Yeah, so guys, I think the best approach right now we can do is if we look at this team featured here, what we're kind of looking for is some gaps in price or players that are not going to get picked a lot, so there's opportunity for other players to rise there. So, for example, when I look at this team, I'm looking at the forwards, and I see Lewandowski, Haaland, and I think Royce is considered a striker for me. I mean, I think a lot of people will play him there. Yeah. And I see those big three, and they're really in demand, but people aren't going to pack them. So because no one's going to pack them, I think strikers in the Bundesliga will do really well this week. And there's actually not very many options here. So what I'm going to do here, guys, is I'm just going to go to Footbin. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to search players here, Florian. So bear with me. I just want to show them what I'm talking about.
No worries. I'm doing the same thing while you're doing that.
Perfect. So guys, here I'm just sorting by center forward and striker, and I'm going to Bundesliga. I just want to give you guys perspective on this. So as I'm looking through here, there's really, really, really few options in the Bundesliga. There's Lewandowski specials, which he's not really prominent in FIFA all that often. You know, people don't love him.
Yeah, he's not very usable in the meta of the game if we talk like that, yeah.
Exactly. And then you have the Werners, who has definitely been the most popular striker in the Bundesliga this year. So Werner specials are a really good investment for this week. Yes, he's already inflated. I completely understand that. He's gone up like 30 or 40K on both his cards since earlier this week. But it just shows that there's no other options. It's not necessarily that people are investing. It's just that there's not a ton of other options. And then Cunha is another usable one. He's got that Brazilian link as well, which I really like. So I definitely like him too. But as you guys see, as I'm scrolling through here, there's really, really, really few options to pick from, so those strikers look quite good. Now I'm going to hop back down to the Bundesliga team of the season, just so we could show you guys that example. Mm-hmm. And one other thing that I noticed from this team of the season is that I think a lot of people in their guaranteed pack today or their red picks are going to get a center back that they probably don't love in terms of Hinteregger, Ginter or Hummels. I think those three will be pulled quite frequently. Upamecano, because he's so good, I don't think he'll be packed a ton, but of course people would use him if packed as well. And then if I look, guys, there's four center backs, but there's only one outside back in these team of the seasons, and Davies is really, really expensive, and Hakimi isn't cheap either. So I think outside backs have a potential to rise decently as well. So the one that I think of right away for the Bundesliga, and he's been the best in it pretty much all year outside of team of the season, is Refresh Schultz. I expect him to go up a good amount tomorrow, simply because the only other option is so expensive in Davies, and he's 440K. I don't know how many people are looking to pay that for an outside back if they don't pack him.
And what about that Danny Da Costa, Jake? Well, how do you feel about that card?
Yep, I feel great about him as well. He's kind of that. He's kind of similar with Hakimi, but he has a little bit better links there in terms of the German link as well to someone like Boateng or even Ginter. Yeah. So I do like him. I like Schultz a lot. There's Alaba as well. He has a Team of the Week moments. Who's that nice like 100K budget? He looks good as well. And then I think, too, that some right mids have a good opportunity to rise in that mid-tier 100K mark, because the two right mids in the Bundesliga team of the season are Sancho, which, again, he's kind of a write-off, guys, because he's too expensive. I don't think that many people are going to pack him, or not many people are going to be able to afford him afterwards. So I don't really count him. I think he's a write-off. And then there's also Gnabry, who's a little bit better at like 500K, 475, but I think a lot of people are pretty low budget. And for reference, guys, last week we saw super duper good rises in La Liga center backs, but particularly those at around 100K or under. Shapeshifter Condogbia went up from 100 to like 150k literally within 24 hours. And even on the extreme low budget side, like someone like Ling Lei, he went up from 18 to 25k. And if you would have told me that in the middle of May that gold Ling Lei would go up from a Thursday flip, that would be, I wouldn't believe you, because people were using that card in December. I didn't think many people would revert to him in May. But it shows how people are forcing these picks into their team.
Yeah, and you said some very nice thing there, that the cheaper versions of those positions rise more in percentage than the other ones.
They sure do.
Because I can give you an example. Let's say you got the player picks from Premier League, from Bundesliga, from La Liga. La Liga. And now you have Bundesliga, and you have enough players there. You don't really want to make a big investment for Bundesliga, because you know you'll play with those players maybe only for a weekend.
Exactly.
And you don't want to make that expensive long run investment in a center back or in a left back or in a right mid. So that's why you go for the cheaper version. And I can tell you my example when. For Premier League, I bought, I also invested in them, but I bought Virgil Gold for my team.
Yeah.
I didn't want to go with an expensive player, because I said, okay, I will play this weekend, maybe next weekend for La Liga I will get another center back, and I don't want to hold coins in those players. So that's why these investments between, let's say, 80 and 150k coins are the best. I want to switch a little bit the topic now, because we kind of know, let's say, that Serie A is coming this Friday.
Yep, we have had confirmation
and,
of that
and
from
for
leakers.
For example, when I've seen the Bundesliga team and I've seen how expensive the strikers were, I bought Werner's on Friday.
Yep.
So since Friday, Werner rose, 87 inform Werner. Rose from, I don't know, 95k, now he's 140k.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe for the Thursday flip for tomorrow, maybe he'll get 160, I don't know, we will see. But maybe the best time to buy is not like close to Thursday flips, because people started buying these cards like 1 week before. I believe there are some people now who already bought some positions for special cards for Serie A already.
There are.
And they make coins only starting from the release of Serie A, because people notice which players are expensive or which players are missing, and they start buying then. So buying from early times, it's always a good thing.
Yep.
Probably the same will happen with all the leagues remaining, like Ligue 1 and Serie A. So now if we are telling you guys to buy these special cards, imagine there are people already making 40k per card while selling to you today, not even waiting for tomorrow. So keep that in mind.
Yep, and guys, there's really two approaches to that too from an investing standpoint. So Florian did mention that, you know, it's Wednesday, guys, and tomorrow people are going to see a lot of Bundesliga teams and switch over, but it's Wednesday and people are already investing for Friday links to Serie A. So basically, because Team of the Season is so consistent in its patterns, you really, really, really have to get in early. For reference, I didn't know what league it's going to be on Friday. I speculated that it was going to be Serie A because League One has been saved for last previous years to kind of bring some hype back in the game, and because it is such a hype league that a lot of people will play for it. So I think they saved that one for last. I thought that's the order they would do. But what I did was actually last Saturday, I put out a potential out of packs investment list for both leagues, because I didn't know which one would come. But once it's confirmed, or once it's kind of universally known, or the leakers say it's Serie A, you know, coming Friday, it's too late, because then everyone gets the same mindset of, okay, who's in Team of the Season? I'll go invest in their cards that are going out of pack. So you really have to invest now before it's even confirmed, even if it's up to a 2 week hold on some of those cards. But for example, here, I can kind of pull up a low budget one and show you what happened with him. It can be such amazing profit, guys, if you go unassigned in this, or if you, you essentially are willing to hold for a while. And yes, sometimes in that situation, for best profit, you might have had to hold even for 2 weeks on some of these cards, but you could make huge profits. So one that I'm looking at, guys, is Theo Hernandez. He's pretty much a shoe-in for team of the season. He's had a great year performance-wise, and EA are likely to pick him, in my opinion, because he's so good in FIFA. So I'm looking, and it looks like on basically Saturday, he was around 2,500 coins, and on Friday, he was 1,800. And now today, because it's confirmed that he's in, he's sitting around 3,500 coins and 4,000 on Xbox. That would already leave you with, like, 1.5 times what you put in on him, which is pretty crazy return. Say if you bought 100 or 200, and there's people that are really willing to buy like 500 of these cards, so the profit can be pretty immense. And he's not even out of packs, guys. He's really needed for the Milan SBC, for the League SBC, so that's why he's maintained such a high price all year. But my point is, guys, is if you're seeing really consistent trends, you have to invest early to make good coins.
Yeah, and I can comment a little bit on this example, because for example, I told you guys I went unassigned on gold rares for League One, right? And when I did that, how you do that? You try to buy as many gold rares and different ones. Like there are like 60 gold rares in League One, but let's say 15 of them are like expensive. Because they are like 83 or 84s, and you are left with, let's say, 30-40 gold rares from League One.
Yep.
And out of those, you start to buy. Let's say I bought like 25 of each. And out of those, you start to think, hey, which of these players may get a team of the season?
Totally. Yep.
Because, for example, there is Payet. And I bought much more from Payet as a gold rare. I bought like 3 times or 4 times more than the other players. Because I was thinking, hey, if he gets a team of the season, he's not only invested because people buy these gold rares to do upgrade packs, but also he will go out of packs, so he will be even more rare. So, at the beginning, people bought these gold rares to do the upgrade packs, as I did now.
Yep.
But at some point, a lot of other traders joined just to make profit, and they will sell those gold rares for double the amount of coins.
Exactly.
So this is what's happening also with cards for Serie A. They are already expensive, so probably they are the most expensive gold rares now after Bundesliga. And the ones who have a chance to be in the team are even more expensive. And I can tell you from League One that there was no gold rare under 1,500 coins.
Yep.
Only if you stay like to bid or to snipe, but when you need to buy 1,000 of them, you don't have time to do that.
Yep.
So they are very expensive. Payet, I believe, is now 1.8k already, and there are 2 weeks left until League One. So imagine that.
And tomorrow we'll see just a generic upgrade pack where it takes a lot of just golds in general off the market too. Which is crazy. But guys, Florian described that awesome, because what he's doing there is he's using investments kind of as a fallback too. Like if these guys get team of the season, great, because they're going to go up way in price. But if they don't, they're still going to go up in price. So you're basically taking that shot of really low risk but high reward. And Florian did great there. I actually told my Discord that too, guys. There's only 60 rare golds, which is about literally half of most other leagues. So there's not enough to go around, guys. And once, you know, now we all know it's coming. We all know that this week is Serie A and then it's going to be League One. So I would be stunned this weekend if you see any pretty much League One cards go under 1.5K, because everyone's going to be prepping in advance. There's only 60 of them. And as people start advising that and start investing, there's just simply not enough to go around with only 60 of them. And like Florian said, that's total, and probably 10 to 15 of them are just too high to bid on. Like you think of 83s, 84s, Marquinhos, Thiago Silva, Navas. Those cards aren't going to be bid on for this kind of SBC. So Neymar, etc.
Yeah, exactly. So that's why, I mean, the only downside, and there is a big downside to investing, because they are so cheap, you need to buy a lot of them to make a profit, or even to do upgrades with them. So when you go unassigned, so This unassigned thing means that you bought like more than you can store on the transfer list.
Yep.
When you go unassigned, you cannot do a lot of things. I cannot open packs. I cannot open the guaranteed packs, which are available now. I cannot open red player picks. I cannot buy now on web app.
Yep.
I cannot do a lot. I cannot open the packs from the objectives. So imagine I cannot open packs for the next 2 weeks. So that's a big downside.
Yep.
Second downside would be that maybe 1 week before League One, EA decides not to do the upgrade packs anymore, which I don't see it very, very with very low chances, because they sometimes do things that make us upset in the FIFA community.
Totally.
So there is a risk there, a risk chance. And also third thing, if you're investing to sell them, it's very, very time consuming to sell them, because you can sell only 100 at a time.
Yep.
I don't plan to sell them. Probably I will do a lot of upgrade packs, and with what's left I will try to sell them. But selling 100 of them per hour, imagine it takes 10 hours only to sell 1,000 cards, and maybe they don't sell.
Totally.
You need to relist, and there are a lot of downsides. But in the state that I am now, in which I don't plan to play the game these 2 weeks, I'm okay on holding these investments, and still have some cash left for this Thursday flips, as I told you.
Exactly. And one thing I want to touch on, guys, here is kind of a, I guess what it would be, a controversial topic in the trading community is unassigned. And people are either pretty for or pretty against unassigned. And for me personally, I don't love it. I don't love the mechanic of it. I don't think that when I started playing FIFA in FIFA 12, I don't think that it was ever the intent for one user to buy 5,000 of some one card. You know, that's kind of my big thing, is that there's really no reason why one person should have to buy that many. Most people for it are simply for it because it can produce really simple profit. Like, if you know SBC fodders and how they work and when they're at their bottom prices, you can go unassigned multiple times a year and make 500k, a million, 2 million plus coins just by buying a lot. And in the trading community, guys, some people dislike it because it's kind of like a low, I guess, low skill type of thing. Yes, you have to know how the market works and prices work, particularly with SBC fodders, but sometimes it just comes down to time, because buying and selling, guys, like 1,500 cards, you're talking like 6+ hours of your time with multiple bans across different consoles. EA ban you on different platforms because they think it's robotic in nature, even if you're doing it. It's just because you're bidding so constantly, usually on similar cards, that they will ban you from the platform for up to a few hours or even 24 hours at a time. I've seen that as much as 24 hours. But personally, I just think they should limit it to like 100 cards, just because I don't see a need for them to do more than that. And that's how a lot of people get so many coins, and the market can get pretty inflated that way. If one person has the ability to buy 5,000 one card, they can own a pretty high percentage of that. And not only that, you just don't need to. And I don't think that mechanic was ever intended by EA. What do you think about unassigned, Florian?
Honestly, this is the first time in my life I'm going unassigned.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. So until now, I didn't even know how to do it. I had to DM Matt for trading to find out.
Are you serious?
Yeah. That's funny. I DM'd him because, you know why? Because when you go unassigned for upgrades, not for investments, for upgrades.
Yep.
I needed to know when I submit a team in the upgrade.
Yep.
How do the other unassigned appear on my transfer list when I try to put them in the club? Because I thought if I buy 20 players, they will appear like 20 of that player, not different ones.
Yep.
So let's say he showed me how to do it. I've seen also Nick doing a lot of upgrades and having fun with that.
Yep.
I'm planning to do a small video with this pack opening. I don't know if I'm going to do it on on also on YouTube or maybe only on TikTok. I will, because guys, I also have a TikTok account. If you follow me there,
you should follow him, guys. Come on,
small plug there. And what I want to do, if I'm doing this pack opening, I will do it with Ligue 1 upgrades, because I have, you know, Benyedder, Neymar, Mbappe chances to packing. I will also have Bundesliga player picks guaranteed from Bundesliga, Serie A, and so on, because I'm holding all those packs until then, because I cannot open them now. So it will be like a really big and nice pack opening, and I believe that will be fun. Other than that, I kind of agree with you, because I have a problem when I'm doing league SBCs, when I'm completing league SBCs, and I see that a lot of silvers or gold non-rares are missing from the market, and people are trying to set their price to max price or price fixing those cards. And I'm really upset when that happens, because I see, for example, there are bronze players for Paderborn in Bundesliga, which sell for 12 or 14,000 K. Which is for sure price fixing. It's not like a bronze player, which is not even rare, will be so expensive. So I don't really like it. Now, for being easier for me to do these upgrade packs for League One, I think this is one reason for which you can do it. And why I bought from 2 weeks before League One coming out is because I knew a lot of people will invest in that League One, and it will be very expensive to do that upgrade pack in that week. Probably it will be twice as expensive as doing it now, buying them now. So I wanted to be prepared for that.
Exactly. And I don't really have a problem with it personally if people were going to use it for that intent, guys, where it's just like, oh, I want to do a ton of upgrade packs. It's really fun for me or my stream or something like that. That's different than just trying to profit off of it. And again, if it's there, there's no shame in using it. I don't care if people use a mechanic that's in play. But I personally would like a cap of it of like 100 or even a couple hundred, just because I don't foresee a need where anyone would need to buy more than 200 cards at a time.
No, I agree. And I know a lot of people are tried to do it this year for Fathers, for 83-84 Fathers. But as you've seen in the past, EA kind of delayed good SBCs, and people got stuck with 83s or even lost money on coins on 83s for a couple of months until EA just released that mid-icon pack or whatever. You only want to do this only if you're going for sure and you have some kind of a plan in your mind. When I tweeted out that I went on a sign for League One, a lot of people replied to me that they did the same already. So they were like 10 people already unassigned on League One. Those are only from my following. Probably there are like hundreds of them already doing that. I cannot blame them. Let's see what happens. I'm thinking only at myself. If I pack one of those three big boys, I'm very very happy. If not, I'm thinking of taking all the other cards, like probably Fathers, and I hope EA releases some good SBCs with no expiry date until then, and to complete those SBCs, and at least I will have some new fun cards to play with.
Totally. And Florian, let's chat about one more thing here, just because it was such a big topic this week. And that is the icon content. And I first want to say, guys, that EA has never said anything about icon updates. They haven't said that there's going to be more icons, so we're not trying to get your hopes up. What we're telling you is the information that a few leakers put out, and they're always right on. This is like game file updates, so this is more speaking factually, is that this past week there was a code listed in FIFA 20 for something called an icon refresh, and that's pretty much all the information we had on it. And it was supposed to be coming this week, and we didn't know exactly what that looked like or what it meant, but that's what it was called. And it got people talking about what they could possibly do. And it brought some hype back to the icons a little bit, which I thought was kind of fun to see personally. And I would love to see them do something with icons, because at this point in the year now, they're starting to almost become a little outdated. I would say almost most versions outside of Prime and Moments are dead. And even a lot of Prime icons are dead. So the way I see it could be like a stat improvement or something like that. That would be really fun. And of course, personally, I would like to see it in an SBC format, whether it's like a player pick system or something like that, because I've wanted the icon SBCs to return since they were taken away. I wouldn't like individual players until next year. I think that would be kind of weird if they went back on their word this late in the cycle. But if we could get a player pick or something like that, that could be fun. Maybe they give you a prime, a middle, a baby, and a moments, all just sort of a random players. And then you get to pick one of those, because that could be pretty fun. I don't know, just an example. What did you think of it, and what were you hoping to see out of it?
So, I've read on Twitter also, and probably some YouTubers made also some comments about what was there. So basically, people saw that code with icon refresh. They saw that there is a promo, let's say, in FIFA Mobile with icon refresh. And in past years, there were some SBCs there in FIFA Mobile. And also they saw design, the icon design, which looked similar to icon SBCs in the past.
Yep.
And people speculated a lot, and we like to speculate a lot and to believe and dream of content, of this kind of content. I feel that it's a little bit late. Too late for EA to release, too late for their plans, not for us. I mean, if they release it, it's very good. But for their plans, I believe they will not go back from their word of not releasing individual Prime Icon SBCs. Probably they will not do that. I know that the mid-icon upgrade and icon swaps expire in something like 18 days or something like that, 18, 19 days. Probably the next thing will be to have a Prime Icon SBC, and I hope and I think it will be a player pick.
I hope so too.
Because they tested that already with icon objectives. So we had an objective in seasons where you could have got like a lone icon as a player pick. So they have the structure and the setup in place. So probably it will be a player pick. Regarding the refresh, I hoped the same as you that maybe they will improve some stats of some icons, because if you take 90% of the icons, they are worse in game than the Liga NAS stats of the players. So they are not very useful now. I can see that happening after Team of the Season, maybe during Ultimate Team of the Season or after that, because they need to give us some content still for the last 2 months, and we only have, let's say, Fatis there left, but that's more towards the end of the game. So yeah, I can see that happening.
Yep.
Probably more practical with Prime Icon SBC player pick. Other than that, it's just probably it's already too late for people to play with icon players in August. What to do with them? I mean, it's not like
exactly. You can
have a lot of fun, but we will wait and we will see.
Exactly, and yeah, guys, I think people just want some fun content to grind for. And guys, it's nearly June, so I think whatever EA can do to keep people playing the game and having fun with it is awesome. They stopped icon swaps after 3, so there's definitely room for some kind of icon content, whatever that may be.
Yeah, let's see. Let's see what comes.
Mm-hmm.
Until then, we have Serie A next week.
Yeah.
And before League One, we will have another podcast.
Yep.
Jake, be prepared to answer the biggest question, what will be the price of Ben Yedder, but for that we will wait for the next episode.
Sounds good to me.
If nothing else, Jake, we can end it here, I think, right?
Yeah, I think we're good.
Guys, until next time, stay safe. Take care of you guys. Make sure you play the game as you like it, and you just have fun while doing it.
Exactly.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Bye-bye. Thanks for watching, guys.